Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. And I'd like for everyone to please stand while we have pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and please be seated. Next, we have the approval of this evening's agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time? Madam Secretary.
Staff would note the agenda was revised February 28, 2017 to add additional business case 11,694. It was then revised again on March 6, 2017 to add approval of minutes and finding of facts for February 20, 2017. However, we would like to remove that from the agenda, and we would also like to remove case number 11,930, lands of Michael J. DeSantis Jr. from the agenda.
Okay. Thank you.
And Mr. Chairman, the reason for the removal of the minutes and findings of fact is because Mr. Hudson isn't here tonight. That was the meeting that we had just three board members, and he was one of the three. So we would move those to the next meeting.
All right.
So moved.
Okay.
Second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve this evening's revised agenda with the changes. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The motion so carried. Next be the public hearings. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion, please take directions. This hearing will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct would not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of those standards can be found on the table at the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.